I don't know, but it makes bread better. It turns, you know, when mm-hmm. you churn it and take the butter off, and it don't have any fat in it.
Oh, so that's what buttermilk is then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, holy.
You know, you put it up in your churn, old timey, and that cream will rise on it, and then let it sit, and it'll clabber, and then you churn it.
Mm-hmm.
The old timey churn stick, I guess you might have saw.
I see it, oh yeah.
And take the butter out, and then you pour your buttermilk up, and that buttermilk will stay good, you know, several days. And that's what I always cook with.
I see. Well, mm-hmm. do you all have a cow now?
No, we don't now. There's none of the children at home, just me and him, and uh-huh. we don't have one now.
What do you call a round pastry, about that big around, and it has a hole in the middle, and it's sweet?
Donut.
Okay. Now, have you ever made those?
Well, I do, and I like an apple pie made out of them. Do you ever eat them?
No.
You fix your apples in your pan, just in the bottom, and you're seasoning it with butter, you know, and sugar and things, and then make up your dough just like you're making up them biscuits. Only you sweeten it and put your egg in that dough.
Mm-hmm.
And make your biscuits and pat them out and then fix a little hole and then lay them on top of them apples.
That sounds good.
And put your flavoring in that little hole. And then you set them in the stove and bake them. Bake them slow and that'll just all bake up. And then the best little old things you ever ate.
I believe it. That really sounds good.
They are good.
Well, now, mm-hmm. is this something that... Is this an old family recipe, or is this something that you...
Well, it's pretty old. I don't know. I can't remember my mother making them. I just learned it since I've got, you know, had a home of my own.
Mm-hmm.
Some neighbor, I believe, told me. Oh, but she made hers out of just the biscuit dough. And I thought, well, now, if that's good, it'll be better to make me some sweet dough, like mm-hmm. a cake, you know, and put my eggs and sugar and butter in that. And,
well, now, do you have a special name for it?
We call it donut to apple pie.
Donut apple pie? Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Okay. What do you call round flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet?
Flapjacks, I believe, is what we used to call them.
Okay. Now, do you ever call them anything besides flapjacks?
No, and some people call them pancakes, but I always said flapjacks.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Middling meat. Or side meat. Some people say side.
Well, now, is there any difference between those, or are those the same?
It's just the same.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog joel and hog's head and things like that?
We used to call it... What did you say?
But me?
Uh-huh.
I never had any.
Well, we call it pressed meat.
Pressed meat?
Uh-huh.
I know some people call it souse meat.
Yeah, I've heard that too. That's old timey. I hear my grandmother talk about souse meat.
Uh-huh.
But we always said pressed meat.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Seed.
And how about the same thing if it's in a peach?
Well, I'd count it a seed.
Okay. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Plum peach.
Okay. And what about the one that comes apart easily?
Clear seed.
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled? What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Just green beans, I reckon, is all I know that you...
And what about beans that do have to be shelled?
That'd be dry beans. Yeah. Dry beans, and you make soup beans out of them. You have to shell them to make soup beans.
Okay. What do you call the types of turnips or beets that can be eaten?